Hello, it's Friday, May 17, and here are the week's news headlines from sunburylife.au. My name is Steve Hart. Hope you've had a cool week. Now, Jackson's Hill is to get a new road connecting it with the future Sunbury South residential area and the Calder Freeway. Hume City Council officials had proposed delaying the road until Sunbury South had been developed, but Sunbury Councillor Trevor Dance had other ideas. At a Monday, May 13 meeting of the council, he moved that it be built sooner rather than later. Councillors voted to build it by 2029 at a cost to ratepayers of $28 million.
The local residents and the Sunbury community as a whole have been promised that this project would go ahead, and it should go ahead now.
That's Councillor Trevor Dance. A public meeting is being held for local business owners to share how they're faring amid the cost of living crisis and increased business pressures. Jacob Zarafar, chair of the Sunbury Liberal Party, hopes business owners will attend the Small Business Forum on Monday, May 20 at Sunbury Bowling Club to discuss the issues they face with Liberal MP Cindy McLeish. Another meeting of the Hume City Council had to be adjourned this week, not because of protesters in the public gallery, as happened on April 29, but because a handful of councillors got out of control. Mayor Naim Kirk gave councillors 5 minutes to collect themselves before voting on councillor conduct and expenses, an item that revealed the council had spent more than $350,000 of ratepayers' money on complaints against councillors. A lack of maintenance by Vic Road staff has caused one Sunbury councillor to get out his whippersnipper to cut the grass himself. Councillor Jack Medcraft says he trimmed the overgrowth on a roundabout in Elizabeth Drive. He wants Vic Roads to do more to maintain its berms and roundabouts, as well as remove graffiti from places such as the Station Street Bridge.
It's an Aboriginal work of art, and it's an insult, and really I find it offensive, that some imbecile could get up there, take the risk of falling off, plus to graffiti over some artwork that tells a story of Aboriginal history. I just cannot believe the mentality of some people.
That's Councillor Jack Medcraft speaking in the Council Chamber on Monday, May 13. On to real estate now, and houses in Sunbury have risen in value by 1.5% in the last quarter, according to the Real Estate Institute. It says a three-bed home in Sunbury now has a median value of $600,000. Median days on the market before a house sells in the town stands at 33 days. On to our What's On section now. Got an item that's broken? Well, take it along to the Repair Cafe at Sunbury's Neighbourhood House on Saturday, May 18, for one of the Repair Cafe experts to take a look. And you can join the Sunbury Woodworkers Club to learn wood turning, no experience or tools required. They welcome new members on the third Wednesday of every month. Its next meeting is Wednesday, May 22. Sunbury Emergency Services Unit has an open day coming up on Saturday, May 25 at its McDougall Road site. That goes on from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. And the first Sunbury Scout Group is bringing the Cheer Cheese Toasty Truck to its Miller Street Hall on Saturday, May 25. And looking ahead to June, the Just for Causes Home and Garden Expo will feature businesses from Sunbury and surrounding areas at the Global Learning Centre on Saturday, June 22nd. One for your diary. And for more news and events, do check out sunburylife.au. That's your news for this week. I'll be on Sunbury Radio on Sunday evening between 6 p.m. and 8, playing the week's new jazz releases. Hope you can check me out and have a listen. Meanwhile, keep up to date at sunburylife.au for all your local news and events. And if you have news to share, then do let us know, because if it matters to Sunbury, it matters to us. Have yourself a great week.